Back inside the film room with our office linebacker, Bart Scott. The Jets are taking an emerging rush offense into Cleveland in week four against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They rushed for 256 yards, Bart, on 32 carries, averaging 8 yards a pop, and one of those carries went for 75 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, it was a beautiful day. We always talk about how difficult it is to rush against an 8-man box. Well, how about running against a 9-man box? Right here, we're going to have a down block. We're going to have a pull by Winters. And let me spot shadow the unsung hero of this rush game right here on this play. Lawrence Thomas. Last week, we didn't get an opportunity to get to him. We're going to make sure we give him his praise this week.
You love your defensive players.
I love my defensive players.
Two tight ends here on the edge, too.
Two tight ends. Everybody's going to be physical at the point of attack. We're going to let the end man on the line of scrimmage go free. And we're going to cut off and get a seal here on the backside by Beecham. And we're going to be physical at the point of attack with a down block here. And the key to the play is Bilal Powell selling the outside run. Right here, we talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars and their athleticism. And we talk about how fast they are. Right here, they were too fast. We're going to get two players over pursuing here. Bilal Powell selling the outside run. We got the cutoff here. As soon as he sells it, he's going to put his foot in the ground, get vertical immediately, jumps over, hurdles the defender. Bilal Powell gets up, finishes the play. Everybody in the stadium is wondering if he's just trying to get some extra cardio. No! He's taking it to the house for pay dirt. He had a tremendous day, and this wasn't the only play in which he had an explosive run. The Jets rush offense is on schedule, and they're making a difference.
Bart, we got to give the Big Uglies a lot of love. Last week was the first time in Jets history that they had two scoring runs of 60-plus yards. This time, the Jets create a crease for rookie Eli McGuire.
I am a fan of the book of Eli. I'm reading all the chapters. I'm part of the book club. But what I want you to pay attention is my main man. I'll tell you right back. Welcome back, Brian Winters. Brian Winters is the key to this play. He's going to get to the second level. Carpenter's going to get to the second level. We have a down block here. And once again, we're selling outside run, baby. But what I want you to pay attention to, these shoulders and these eyes are always square to the line, giving you an opportunity to cut back. And that's why you do that. You sell outside. You talk about a fast defense over pursuing. You have their version of the 46 defense. He's supposed to be here. He's supposed to be here. He's supposed to be here. This is his gap.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't do their job. So right here, Book of Eli. Eli goes here and right there, bam. Look at that. Full extension. This player knows right now he's in trouble. Because he sees the shoulders. He has to get back and fall back. Right here, we have a seal here, a seal here, a seal here, and right here. Book of Eli gets vertical, and this is what I love to see right here. Not that, right here. This is a DB. Ball the angle. Like I said, when you're fast, you're fast. And if you're even, Eli's leaving. Eli takes it all the way to the house. Another explosive play, and bam, this is what I like as well. We got one, two, three. Three guys invited to the party. That's hustle down the field. You never know what can happen. This ball can fumble. We got effort, and this team is playing hard. And that's the key to having a tremendous rush offense. And that was the key to the big play.
Bart, on the other side of the ball, the Browns are going to have to account for defensive end Coney Ealy, who had a tremendous game. Franchise record, 4 PDs coming from a defensive lineman and an interception.
And he's balling on the sideline. Thank you, New England, because you can't stop the edge, and he's setting ours. Right here, Coney Ealy. I don't know if this is Ealy or if this is Mount Matumbo. You see, he had four no-no-no's.
No.
But this is the great thing. It's one thing to get the deflection. That's my version of a basketball, by the way.
Oh, I like that.
It's another thing to have the athleticism and the vision to make the interception and take it to the house. That was just one of Matumbo, Ely's deflections. And now, if you want to check out the rest, go to NewYorkJets.com.